Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Let's get it started. We got a long weekend ahead of us, and I'm so looking forward to it. It's going to be hot, hot, hot.
Oh, that's good hot.
I like hot, hot, hot. I love hot weather. So anyways, I welcome everyone to my show. It's called The Kim Pagano Show, where I bring my friends and experts and anybody that has a journey. That means we all have journeys. We all, you know, we're always talking to people that can help us through different times of our life. And Prudence, I'm so glad you're back.
I am too.
You must just, isn't this fun?
You know what? It's a whole.
And
world.
I keep learning little tiny bits about you. You know, you're just giving me like little sneak previews. So thank you.
You're very welcome.
And you're helping me through some things, which is really cool. I'm really excited to tell everybody about that. In fact, why don't you tell them about that?
Okay. So what I do is I'm a life consultant, and what that looks like is really helping people to gain clarity on what they want and making that happen. So I have different programs. I have what I call the 4C program that helps get people not only clarity of vision and what they want and desire, but how to take the action to get there and what's been blocking you from doing that. So
Was I blocked?
No, you're pretty open. Okay. I think the harder part is you've got so much on your plate.
There you go.
So
I know. But you know what? So I did the first C yesterday, right?
Yes.
And yes. I'm really excited. And I kind of want to share that a little bit with everybody. But it was just really taking, how did you say, all those ducks that I had floating around and putting them on paper. And so I actually feel a little lighter today, you know? I mean, it's like I can't wait till the next step. So,
well, you know, we have all these thoughts running in our head, and they're all over the place, and those are the ducks. And when we really stop and put them in perspective, it's almost like a little internal housekeeping, and it helps us to see things
a bit clearer.
I love
housekeeping. Well, you know, in my brain, right?
The feng shui of the brain.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Well, I thank you, and I can't wait to keep going on our journey here. And I do want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008. Also in the studio today, we've got Kathleen. Oh, my God. See, I knew it. Catherine Casimir. And is that correct?
Yes, we worked hard on how to pronounce the last name. We didn't talk about the last name.
I know. You know, it's like, you know, it's funny. I don't know why. Lately, I've been getting a little tongue-tied. So, but anyways, you have an incredible cause that you're here for. And I'm so excited to be a part of it and to stand behind it. And basically, it's racing toward a drug-free world, right? And so tell all the things that you're doing that is so exciting. And it really started with something really easy, like an improv, right? And now you're making it for a great cause.
Right. Well, yes. We're called Straight Up Ventura County. And for the last 7 years, we've been funded through the Ventura County Behavioral Health Department, alcohol and drug programs. And it started with a group of improvisers doing improv comedy. And we started branching out from there and doing what we call reality improv and social change theater work. And now we're working throughout the county, engaging young people in reducing underage and binge drinking and impaired driving. So taking action, really trying to change the community norms and the attitudes and things that are making it easy for kids to get alcohol or to drink it or for people to overdrink or drink and drive.
All right. And what a great cause. You know, we were talking in the before we got here of doing the every 15 minutes. My daughter did that. And is that connected kind of all together, or is that something that you guys are associated with?
Well, we're not the ones that do the every 15 minutes program, but we have worked with schools who are doing it. So part of their every 15 minutes program is sometimes having the parent component where we do our reality party performance and help parents understand what's really happening at parties around alcohol and how parents can talk to their kids, rules they might want to have at home to keep their kids safe, and really talking to other parents, changing the culture among parents in a way that's going to help keep our kids safe. So in that way, we sometimes participate in the every 15 minutes.
And what I love is when you're doing your stuff, it's for the parents and it's for the teens, and you have the teens and parents involved. So it's that open dialogue and communication.
Right. We're really more about the teens reaching out to their peers and to parents rather than just educating
how
teens.
How cool is that? And also today we actually have joining us, we have Keith Code, and he is the world's top motorcycle racing instructor, and he's got a foundation for drug-free and to coach parents on how, I mean, it just all came together, which is so cool. Parents talking to their kids about drugs, and you know, we don't want to be in the dark about it. We want to be upfront. We want to have knowledge on it. And so I'm really excited to be talking to him. And then we'll come back and we'll be talking to Catherine, which is going to be, you know, you've got great prizes for sober, different people driving, you know, taking it responsibility, right?
Right. The big designated driver promotion, Be the DD and Win, is being launched tonight downtown Ventura. So I'd love to talk about that when we have a chance.
I can't wait. So that, and then we've got Diane Gottsman. And, you know, I thought this was so interesting. A lot of us work with our husbands and then try to have relationships. How does that work? Well, she's going to be talking to us about that. And I'm really, you know, business is business and then relationship is a relationship. How do you bring them all together and make it successful? Where do you, 5 o'clock, you turn that off. It's hard to do. So I thought that would be a really cool topic to talk about. All right. With that, we've got 4th of July coming up here, and that's Independence Day. And, I just want to kind of give a thanks out to all of our servicemen and women and their families. You can't forget their families because, you know, there's just so much that they put on the line for our lives. And I really want to give a shout out to that. Go ahead.
You know, I actually grew up in a military town, so hello to my friends and family in Lawton, Oklahoma, and very used to watching the men go out and men and women go out and come back, and so it's just something dear to my heart, and so a special hello to all those families.
You know, last night, I think it's really on Sunday, but Coming Home, have you ever watched that? Oh my gosh, on Lifetime?
No, I haven't seen it, but...
Oh my gosh, have you ever watched it? Well, I'm telling you, it is, my older son was taping me on, his phone, because here I am, I'm like one of those that cry at cartoons, but to hear, like, one of them was surprising their parent, their mom, that the husband was coming home, and the whole auditorium and all the kids in the whole school were in on it. Just, I just love that. I love when it's all good stuff. And then they showed, a guy that was, had lost his leg and, but he was coming home and he was really, working through his problems and his, he was all the people that help him bring them back. So,
I have a friend she's a photographer, and she will go down and she'll take pictures with the families and such, and just beautiful. Just that touching, that true emotion, that raw emotion to be reconnected with family is beautiful to see.
All right. Yeah. Well, I do want to thank everyone for joining us here. Oh, Bob just walked by. He's got a little flag shirt on, right? That's pretty patriotic. But I know we do have a little trivia question because I got a set of movie tickets from Roxy's this weekend. And so I thought I'd give out our phone number here for anybody who's out of the area. It's 805-639-0008. And for anybody that's in the area, it's 639-0008. Give us a call here. You can win those. It's a perfect weekend to go check out a movie why it's too hot to be out at the beach, although I think that's where I'll be in the pool and all that stuff, even though I finally did my hair really good today. It was a good hair day. So anyways, go ahead, Steve, what's the question?
Well, for the 4th of July holiday, I know one of the staples is the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, so we were curious here how many people knew who the winner was for last year's 4th of July contest. So please give us a call so you can win some tickets.
And how many hot dogs they ate, or just the name?
Well, that we'll give you extra points for that. But if you can give us the name of the winner, then we will have we will have tickets for you.
All right. Okay. So give us a call at 805-639-0008 at the Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking to Keith. We'll be right back.
Join us at the Lewis Music Academy this summer and let our family teach your family to love music. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, violin, viola, and cello. We also have a perfect cure for the summertime blues with our rock and roll summer camps. And for your adorable MIDI music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 5. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
You know the saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same. But when things change your life, sometimes your investments could benefit from a little change too. That's why there's never been a better time to come in for your free Edward Jones portfolio review. Your local financial advisor will help ensure that your investments are keeping pace with your goals, and she'll help you make a fully informed decision before any changes to your investment strategy are made. Contact Becky Savelle at 805-496-5584. Edward Jones, making sense of investments. Member SIPC.
Do you ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Gosh, we've had so many calls, but nobody has the right answer. So let's give out that question one more time, and then our phones will still be open. So, and when you don't win, it doesn't mean you don't win, because you actually go into a bigger drawing, and then you can still win something. And once a month, I give something away. And it's actually, I'm going to be, I think I'm going to throw in a haircut and blow dry.
Oh,
I know. Are you guys ready for the phones? But anyways, and I do want to say congratulations to Monica last month. She did win. In fact, she's coming in to get her haircut and blow dry. Can't wait.
Very nice.
She's pregnant, and she's really looking forward to it. So, all right. So what was the question again, really quick?
Okay, guys. So the question is, who won Nathan's hot dog contest in last year 4th of July contest?
All right. And our phone number here is?
It's 805-639-0008.
That's right. All right. And I know we have Keith on the line. Keith, are you there? Keith? Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you? You couldn't hear because of the motorcycles, right? welcome to my show. How are you?
Thanks. I'm doing great this morning. Thanks, Kim.
Well, what a great cause to stand behind. I really appreciate all the work that you're doing.
Well, thanks. I think the you know, we see problem with drugs every day, and everybody knows the story. Everybody knows the person. Everybody's, you know, really affected by it one way or the other. So when I got involved with the Foundation for a Drug-Free World and found out, the way I did that was I found out about their Truth About Drugs booklets and realized that this was the best possible education tool that has ever hit the streets, and obviously a fantastic way for any parent or just a friend of somebody who's, you know, taking drugs, or even people who are taking drugs now should see the Truth About Drugs and what they do and what kind of mental effects and what kind of physical effects they have on the body. And the Truth About Drugs booklets are that information.
Keith, you know, I want to talk a little bit about, so you've been teaching motorcycle racing, right? My son actually races go-karts.
Oh, great.
Since he's 4 and a half. And, you know, that takes a lot of hand-eye coordination, right?
Oh, yeah.
And here, if you are doing drugs, you're not being at your best, there's just so many impairments that start happening to your body to tear it down, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Part of the information that's contained in the Truth About Drugs is what do drugs actually do in the body? And, you know, for example, anybody can tell you that marijuana clears the bloodstream in 30 days, and that's true. The bloodstream does clean itself up every at least of marijuana every 30 days. And what they don't say is that parts of the active ingredient in marijuana and very many other drugs as well are encapsulated in fatty tissue in the body. And these can stay in the body for months and months and months. And in some cases, with some drugs, for example, LSD, it can stay for years and years, even decades. And small amounts of it can be re-metabolized at a later point. And here we see one of the real problems with drug addiction. Once the body mobilizes metabolizes the fat and small amounts of the drug get back in the system, the person is kind of interested in, you know, without any real awareness of where that craving came from, they have it again. And, you know, they've been clean for months or a half year or even a year or two.
I just want to remind everybody, if anybody's just tuning in right now, because our phones have been going crazy, which I thank all my listeners, and I thank everybody for being a part of my show, The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Keith Code, and you are one of the world's top motorcycle racing instructors. Where do you actually teach?
Right now, we're teaching in 14 countries.
Oh, really? How do you split yourself up?
Is it all at once?
You are really good.
Well, fortunately, we've been able to expand, and the California Superbike School has got branches in New Zealand, Australia, the United Kingdom, and Spain, and also in Greece. So we've been able to train lots of people up to do what I started doing 30-some years ago, which is breaking down the activity of riding motorcycles or racing them, you know, whatever the rider is interested in. And we've been able to export that information so that we've got trained coaches all over the world. So we go all over the place. We do have racers that we train, but the vast majority of the 5,000 or so students we have every year around the world are really street riders who want to improve and gain more confidence.
I love it. You know, we actually have in our studio right now, we have Catherine Kazmir, and her program is called Straight Up, and that's out here in Ventura County.
Mm-hmm.
And tell him a little bit about what you guys are doing, which I think is so cool because it really just coincides with what you're doing.
Well, we're really engaging young people in making change, and I really like, Keith, that you guys are focused on having parents talk to their kids about drugs, because when we explored the issues through our social change theater with young people, finding out what they're concerned about and what they think might be possible solutions, it really came down to parents need to get a clue, parents need to be talking to their kids, and they need to be setting their rules and boundaries and making them clear. So I think that parent component is such an important part of keeping our kids away from drugs and alcohol.
Huge. Huge. Yeah. The thing that we've found over and over again for the last 3, 4, 5 years that I've been involved in the Truth About Drugs program is that parents can take the individual booklets. There are actually 13 of them covering, you know, marijuana, heroin, LSD, ecstasy, prescription drugs, painkillers, and so on. And by the way, the overall booklet is free to your listeners. And we can
I'm going to give out that where they can get it, and then I'll have you post it on my Facebook and my website, because I really want to get the word out. You know, one of the things that I have learned, that there's so many drugs that the kids think that we don't test for. And so they think, oh, you know, we can pull one on over because, you know, if you test for marijuana or you test for, you know, cocaine and all that. But what about all the, you know, pills that they're getting from their parents, leaving them out?
Yeah.
Okay, that's another big one. And then there's a couple drugs that, you know, I think it's salvia that they can actually buy at Home Depot. And, you know, are you aware of that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, is that the right name?
And
oh my gosh, I mean, but it is hallucinating, and it is, they don't even have knowledge on what it does to your body. And that is just, I mean, kids think, oh great, another great high. But, you know, I mean, really, there's just so much damage that it's doing. Why are they not valuing their bodies?
Well, you know, once again, the only thing that we have at our disposal that's workable is education. And you know, for a parent to sit down with a booklet on marijuana or heroin or ecstasy or whatever the drug is, and say, look, here's some information. It says right here, here are the short-term physical effects. Here are the long-term physical effects of this drug. Here are the short-term mental effects. Here are the long-term mental effects. And, you know, the only hope we have is education, because you can't lock a kid up forever. And we know that 50% of our school children are going to try drugs before they get out of high school. So every parent out there has a 1 in 2 chance of their kid, you know, starting off on the road to whatever drug. And you're absolutely right. Prescription drugs have really, really moved into the forefront of one of the nation's biggest problems.
Now, on the hopeful side, I see that you also promote a program to help when people are getting off these drugs, and they're getting these drugs out of their system and they're wanting to move on with their life. You also promote a program to flush these drugs out and to help promote health. Can you talk a little about that?
Yeah, taking it to the next level, once somebody has taken some drugs, you know, once again, we'll look back and we understand that minute particles of drugs are encapsulated in the fatty tissue and do have a tendency to come out at the worst possible moments, like when you're having a good time exercising, or on the other hand, when you're stressed out. So the Narcanon program, which has been the world's most successful drug rehab program for years and years and years, uses a process by which it cleanses the body and actually reduces and eliminates the buildup toxins and drugs, as well as any of the 2 or 3 million chemicals that are available in the world today. Many of them can become lodged in the fatty tissue. So the Narcanon program uses the purification program to pull those out. So that's one of the reasons that it's been the most successful drug program in the world.
So, Keith, I know that everybody can receive this booklet, but can you go through some tips that we can, how we should go about talking to our kids, how we should approach it?
You know, one of the interesting things about the booklets, the Truth About Drugs booklets, Kim, is that in many cases, parents have gotten these booklets and just set them on the table in the house.
Oh, so it's just that simple, because they're going to pick them up and kind of go, ooh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The cover's alluring, you know.
They know mom and dad are watching.
The books are read. You know, we've heard story after story, anecdotal stories about somebody being, you know, urged by their friends to take drugs, which is one of the usual things that happens, for sure.
And that's why I love what Catherine's doing, is because she's actually getting kids out there that are, you know, are promoting it to stay sober.
Yeah, that's what
I love. That
that's what happens with the booklets. One booklet in just outside of Denver, a young woman brought it into school because their parents, her parents had given it to her when she came home and said, you know, my friends are really urging me to smoke some marijuana. And they said, well, here, pass this booklet around. And the booklet, I think there were 650 people in the high school, and the booklet made it around about 600 of them. It was, you know, it didn't have any words on the page after about a week or so. It was just had been read so much. And that actually changed the drug-taking statistic in that area. We've seen it also in Hawaii, where the police in Oahu were very, very interested in trying to reduce methamphetamine use.
And the
booklet on methamphetamine was distributed widely, and they had a phenomenal, like, 22% decrease in the use of the drug over a period of 30 to 60 days. So we know education works.
Education. Catherine and I were talking about the every 15 minutes in the school. There's so many things. They all think that they're indispensable and that it's not going to happen to them. And yet there's just so much knowledge. It just seems like, you know, the 24/7 day for the kids, it's so much stress. And a lot of our kids are like, you know, they go to their room. The parents don't really know who they are anymore.
Right.
I've got four children, and I just think it's so important for us parents to be involved in our children. Those are our babies, and, you know, we go to work every day. We do everything that we work our tails off for. Work that hard for your children. It's not just their problem. It's a family problem. So
yeah, that's right.
And, yeah.
You know, the drugfreeworld.org, which is our website, has tons of personal stories of people who got tricked into taking drugs.
Oh, no question. And then they don't know how to get out of it.
Exactly.
So if you give them permission, we actually had a caller in here. Do you guys remember the father that called in? Ask no questions. I'll pick you up anywhere you want, just so you're safe. You'll never be in trouble. Just let me pick you up so I know that you're safe, and we'll never talk about it again. Because, you know what? We all make mistakes. And with that, give them permission to have a safe zone, to be able to call their own family and not have to be scared. You know, I used to tell my kids, you can call me no matter what time. And I used to tell their friends that, you know, you can call me. I would rather them do that instead of getting into a car or to do something. And I just wish I could pass that word around to all my friends and all my listeners that be the one, be the leader for your children, you know, because it's not just their problem. They're scared. They're looking at some, you know, something exciting. They think it's going to, but if they make a mistake and then they're in a party in a place that they can't handle, let them have a safe zone to be able to call you.
Right. So, well, I heard the advertisement for homeschooling, and I would say that the Truth About Drugs booklets would be one of the most important staples of any kind of homeschooling.
You know what? I'm on the board there, so I'll get that out to them.
Yeah.
Because
I
appreciate that.
The
do me a favor.
Kits that we have are phenomenal as well, because they in the hands of anybody who's interested, you can give a half an hour presentation that shows exactly what drugs do and how they work, and it's been super successful all over the world.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much, Keith. And so the book is called The Truth About Drugs. Where do they find it?
They can come to our website. It's drugfreeworld.org, or they can call our toll-free number, 888-NO-TO-DRUGS, and we will send them out a free booklet. Or they can go to the website and download it and see all the other... we also have free DVDs.
Can you stay on with Jacob, and he's going to take your number, and then can you post that on my Facebook?
For sure.
Okay, perfect. Well, this has been incredible. Thank you so much, Keith, for being a part of our show and just to share all the knowledge, and I appreciate everything you're doing. All right. With that, we're going to actually take a really quick break, I love to honor my sponsors, and then we're going to come back and talk to Catherine. And stay with us. We've had so many callers, and, you know, I appreciate that. We got a really great weekend coming ahead. Let's just all take our part in this world to do better. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
As when I gave the word, now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweep the streets I used to own.
J-Girl wants to welcome you to an experience of a lifetime in the most important areas of your life. One-on-one bridal service to ensure that every bride gets what she needs and wants for her gown and gift selection. specializing in bra fittings and fun gifts for bachelorette and birthday parties. J Girl takes care of your every need, offering cosmetic application and eyebrow waxing. J Girl has an interest in you and your future. A private 18 and older room for date nights and anniversaries. At J Girl, every customer is treated like gold, regardless of age or size. You will leave feeling beautiful and confident. Oh, shh. For all you men, J-Girl helps you find the perfect gift for any occasion. J-Girl is located across from Gelson's in the Village Glen Shopping Center at 2900 Townsgate Road, Suite 107 in Westlake Village. Visit J-Girl in the privacy of your own home at jgirllingerie.com or call 449-9999 to set up an appointment. Welcome back, everyone. Wow. You know, I'm really, really passionate about this, having four kids. You know, I always tell them, they're like, Mom, we know if they go to a party or something, you know, not to, you know, put down their drink and stuff. Not that you, you know, you don't want to not be able to trust your friends. But, you know, a lot of people think that's a big joke. And there's just been so many accidents. And Catherine, I'm sure you obviously with what you're doing, and I thank you for doing that, because what a great cause. You have six children, right?
I do.
Yeah. And so tell us a little bit about what you're doing, Straight Up.
Well,
and how it actually got started.
Oh, sure. Well, Straight Up started, like I said, from a group of improvisers that wanted to branch out and not just do comedy, but also address real issues and look about ways that we could use theater to maybe promote change. So Straight Up, with funding from the Ventura County Behavioral Health Department, started in 2005. And we've had hundreds and hundreds of young people working with us as spokespersons and doing projects. So the goal is really to change community norms. So our reality parties for parents help parents understand what's going on and what they can do, how they can work with other parents. But there's something really exciting happening tonight that I would love to tell you about.
I know, and that's
about.
Why I'm so excited you're here. And you know what, do you need more volunteers, or are you guys set right now, or do you always need volunteers?
Always need volunteers. There's a lot of things we're doing, video production, community outreach, educating parents and other young people.
Well, go ahead and tell what we're doing, and then we actually have a caller, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Okay. Actually, tonight is the first night of a really great promotion. It's Be the Designated Driver and Win. We want to make it cool. We want people to understand that, you know, if you're keeping sober, you also can still be a winner. And that, you know, it's time to take responsibility, man up, make sure our kids, our
Catherine,
friends can have fun.
I want to reiterate what you just said. If you're being sober, you can still win. Because a lot of people think that that's not cool. And you know what? I am so happy to hear somebody say that, because that is. You're still cool. Be a leader, you know?
Good. So, you know, that's really what it's about. We've got to change this attitude that if you're the designated driver, you know, you're not going to have fun, or you're not the cool one. And so we're working with the County Behavioral Health Department, with retailers downtown in Ventura, with Project Safer. I think we have Kim O'Neill from Project Safer on the phone.
Okay. In fact, let's put her on. Kim, are you there?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you guys talking about the Be the Designated Driver and Win tonight. This is so exciting.
So where do you go to be a part of this? Or where is this happening exactly?
It's happening in downtown Ventura. There's seven different restaurants that are participating. They're very, very excited to have their customers be recognized for being responsible and taking care of their friends and being the, you know, the sober driver.
So I'd love to give that list of retailers.
Please
real
do.
Quick.
Go ahead
downtown
and give
Ventura
a shout out.
Tonight, Bombay Bar and Grill, Cafe Fiore, Dargan's Ventura, El Rey Cantina, Rookie's Sports Bar, Sanssouci, and Winchester's Grill. So Straight Up has worked with Project Safer, and we've got these young adults, 21 and up, that are going to be going to each of these restaurants twice tonight. And designated drivers are going to have wristbands that have a little tab on them for a drawing. So they're going to come in, they're going to acknowledge the designated drivers, they're going to give out little prizes to all of them,
so
and
where
have
do you
a drawing.
Get your bands?
So when you come in, so the restaurants are all in on this, and so when they come in, they're going to know about the promotion, they're going to get their wristband, and they'll have a chance to win prizes.
And tell us about the prizes.
Oh, sure. Well, we've got tickets to concerts, gift certificates and sporting events. We've got gas cards, tickets to gift certificates to great, cool downtown retailers.
You also mentioned something about the taxi services are doing
in
something
on it
as
too?
Well.
Right. So this is really a big community collaboration. So we've got taxi companies on board, Abti, Amadeus, Skyline, Yellow Cab, and Weir Driving are all involved. The bars are going to have taxi vouchers. The taxis are giving discounted rates for, like, coming back to get your car the next day. And the city parking enforcement are even working around this so that there's a way that a driver who has been drinking and turns out they need to leave their car, they can talk to the bartender about how they can get a way to leave their car there, not have it towed or ticketed till 10 a.m.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah,
that's huge.
Really
you guys
big.
Did a really great job. And so, you know, I kind of wanted to talk about the reality parties for parents.
Sure.
I think that's so cool.
Before we do that, can I just send them to check out Be the DD and Win on Facebook and check that out to get more information and like it.
Okay, say that again.
Be the DD and Win Facebook page is where you can get more information about this promotion downtown and like the page and come out. We're doing it July 1st, August 19th, and September 2nd. And hopefully this really is the kind of thing that's going to go on and not just be a promotion night, but everybody really gets behind this whole designated driver. Take responsibility, have fun, but take your turn to keep your friends safe.
Very you know, nice. Can I ask you, what was your passion for doing this?
For doing Straight Up or the designated? Well, really...
Who was the founder of this?
Well, I was the founder of Straight Up.
Wow. Pat yourself on the back because I think that's awesome.
Well, it really was about doing what I felt passionate about and using what I feel were my gifts. And so for me,
it was
acting.
That's what we talk about here on The Kim Pagano Show. For anybody that's just tuning in right now, I'm Kim, and I've got Prudence here, and I've got Catherine, and I've got Kim on the line. And we're talking about Straight Up in Ventura County. And, you know, if everybody could just figure out what their passion is and their gift, and is this something that just comes easy to you?
Well, I think it took some time, but I think that the thing that I want to suggest to others is really believe in yourself and what your passion is. So for me, even though I was at some times a single parent who needed to support a family, I knew that what I was passionate about and what my gifts were important, and I just kept working at finding a way to have that included in my work and to be able to contribute to our community with that. And so moving on from comedy improv, which is great promoting laughter, to social change theater, where we can actually be connecting with the community, making change, changing social norms. Very exciting, and that's really where Straight Up started.
Now, I've had an opportunity to do a little improv play stuff with Catherine, and really to give you kudos. It is amazing to watch you work, and what I think a gift that you have is how you're able to connect with the teens and with kids of all ages and with the adults, and it's really neat to watch you in action. And I'd love to hear more about the home parties and what that looks like.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. The reality parties for parents are a great way for young people who are passionate about acting to use that in a way that's fun and really going to make a difference. So we learn from young people that parties are out of control, the levels of drinking. And it's not just, like you said, set your drink down and someone's going to put a roofie in it. It's really that young people are drinking so much, nobody needs a drug, you know, for a date rape. It's good, really, there's drinking to such great levels. And that parents need to get a clue is what young people say.
You know, I'm really, that's a big thing, okay, is, you know, if you are one of those parents that think that your kids have never tried it or that, you know, you have alcohol in your home or anything like that, I have to tell you, think again. Don't put your head in the sand, because, you know, be the parent that's the advocate and be straight up and talk to your kids about it.
Well, 1 in 5 young people are binge drinking, and 1 in 100 parents think that their kids are binge drinking.
Wow.
And that's really what kids told us, too. So with the reality parties, we took what we learned from all these social change theater workshops with young people, and we put it into a home. We created a script where parents take a tour through a home that's set up like a teen drinking party. And so they find out, how do kids find out about parties and get away with going to them? Where are they getting the alcohol? What kind of activities and drinking games and things like that are happening? And what's the truth around alcohol and sex? So a half-hour tour, and then the parents sit down with us and with usually law enforcement's there, and we talk about how do we change the culture among parents in a way that's going to support change for our kids. We can't just lecture our kids.
And then there's a lot of parents that actually go buy their kids alcohol, you know? I mean, really, it's just be an advocate, you know? If it's not your kid, it's going to be somebody else's.
Well, and if you don't do it soon enough, you're pulling your head out of the sand sometimes way too late.
Yes.
Right. So many parents think they know. They did it. They think they know. And then when they come and find out all the realities and what the culture is really like and how all the texting and Facebook kind of changes who's going to be at a party and how easy it is for kids to be in these environments, we've got to work together as parents to stop allowing these kind of things to happen.
Kim, are you still with us?
Yes, I sure am.
Yeah. Did you want to add anything to that?
Well, I really enjoy what Catherine's doing as well. I think it really opens a lot of parents' eyes in a non-threatening way. You know, it's not lecturing. It's bringing a whole new perspective to it. And she's really done some amazing work.
And young people from Straight Up have been working with Project Safer also. What Project Safer
does is
they work with retailers, with special events, on what are their policies? How do they sell it? How do they serve it? How is it advertised? And so that we can have more responsible beverage service and sales. So young people from Straight Up have worked with them on store assessments and event assessments. And then they provide training to the retailers and the servers on how to be safe and you know, do it the right way, right? Kim, anything you want to say about Project Safer? I think that's a great project.
Well, yeah, we do work with them. We've been very fortunate to be able to work with youth, because if youth go in and take a look around at maybe a grocery store or one of these convenience stores, and they can go, well, yeah, I can see why we could get alcohol from here. You know, they're not necessarily going to pay for it, but some of them would. So we can go, wow, you know, these youth came in and they identified that these are some areas that could be shifted to not allow for youth to have access to alcohol. And maybe they see that they're not 21, but it wouldn't be a problem for that clerk to sell to them. You know, not that they would buy it, but just the fact that they're not carding other people around their age. So it's very helpful.
Well, you know, I love what you both are doing, and I want you to post them. I want to be a sponsor of this. I feel really passionate about your program, and I love it. And I think that we should just try to get it to Thousand Oaks, and because I know it's only in Ventura right now, right?
Well, the Be the DD in Wynn is being launched in Ventura right now. Straight Up and Project Safer are both working across the country. Our Straight Up website is straightupvc, as in Ventura County, .org. And you can see us also Straight Up Ventura County on Facebook. And starting tonight, the launch, Be the DD and Win.
Is a part of it. Okay, great. And you know what? I'm going to have you post that on my Facebook because
super.
I really want to share it with all my listeners. And thank you so much, Kim, for being a part of this too.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. So I urge everyone to be the designated driver and Win. And log into my Facebook so you can find out where to do that. With that, we are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we are going to be talking to Diane. And, you know, here we're talking about our kids. And now we're talking about our couples as working together. How do we have a good marriage and work together? Not to take it home with us. You know, I've done that for several years. And my husband is definitely my soulmate. But there's times that, you know, we don't want to hear anything about work. So I'm really fortunate that now I have my show also. You know, I do have a lot of things, but I'm still involved in it. But I want to hear about that. So anybody that has any input on that, give us a call here at 805-639-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. We'll be right back.
Here's what your neighbors are saying about George Thompson Diamond Company in Camarillo off the 101 in Las Poses in the Target Center.
The quality is excellent.
Quality diamonds for less money.
I like the prices here.
Definite better quality.
And I think the quality is very good.
Oh, the prices are much lower here.
Price, can't beat it.
The price is excellent.
I don't think you can beat the price.
Best prices.
The service here is excellent.
George has been wonderful.
All the help is professional and friendly, and they know us by name when we walk in. It's really nice.
The prices and the people always had good customer service when I came.
came here.
That's what kept me coming back.
The prices are right. The people are so friendly. They're there to help you. A family company, you know, somebody that's been around.
I'd have to recommend Georgetown.
We've had wonderful service here.
Good quality, good prices, very friendly. I always say George Thompson.
Thank you very much, George.
If I were to recommend a jewelry store, I would recommend George Thompson, your friend in the diamond business.
Beat the internet and save up to 75% at George Thompson Diamond Company at the 101 and Las Poses Road in the Target Center, right next to Staples. George Thompson Diamond Company.
Welcome back, everyone. And gosh, I thank you so much for all of your input and all of your calls. And I know we had a caller that, you can actually talk about it.
Yeah, well, basically, she said that her daughter went to a bar with her best friends. And
so she felt like she was in a safe zone,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. She felt she was safe. And then I guess throughout the middle of the night, she felt very nauseous and stuff, and she was reacting to something. So she's saying that someone put something in her drink. She doesn't know if it was her friends or someone in the bar. But luckily, her brother was there and got in the middle of it because some random couple, a guy and a woman, were trying to take her daughter put her in a car.
Yeah, that's so scary.
And
so
her brother jumped in, and thank God he was there, you know?
And so that, unfortunately, is a real world application as to why it's important to have communication with your children and parents with their kids. And
kind
to
of
be
an
aware.
Emergency, you know, situation. Or you know, like I remember talking, and I know we have our next caller on the line, of somebody that went to a party and they left them there, you know? And here they thought, God, now what am I going to do? They were, you know, kind of under the influence.
Yeah.
They didn't remember where their car was. It's scary. You know, I mean, I would
scary.
Be scared and I'm older, you know, but so I love what you're doing. Well, I know we have our next caller on, and Diane, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
This is another thing that I'm really passionate about because I really love the team of husband and wife working together. But at the same time, when is enough enough?
Well, that's what we're going to talk about today, Kim.
Okay,
right?
And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am an etiquette expert. I own the Protocol School of Texas, and I think you all found me, I'm proud to say, by HitchedMag.com.
Yep.
I write for them. I'm a contributor, and they have fabulous articles, and this is one of them that you found on their website at Hitched.
Yes, I do. In fact,
yes.
Noelle Nelson is another one of my great friends, and I know she's a writer for that, too. So, yes.
Good.
So tell us a little bit about some tips that can help us both survive and thrive side-by-side in a business setting.
You know, it sounds wonderful and romantic when you think about working with your spouse, but the reality is, if you've ever done it, and it sounds like you have done it before, I heard you say
yes,
that.
Yes. Yep.
The reality is there's some complications that can arise.
Right.
So I think, you know, first and foremost, if you are, you know, you have to look at the positions that you hold within the company. So if you are, let's say you are married to the boss, you know, your spouse is the owner of the company, and you just come in.
Hold on a minute. I think he's married to the boss. No.
Then this would apply to him as well.
I'm just
but
kidding.
Whoever
yeah.
is the primary, the CEO of the company.
Okay.
And, you know, I want you to think about, you know, the scenario
I'm
picturing.
Yeah.
And, you know, somebody comes in and does the books a couple of hours a week, or someone, you know, the spouse comes in just to do a little filing, whatever it is, something not as time-consuming, they still need to come in professional, you know, setting the standard, so they're not looked upon as the boss's wife or the boss's husband. You know, she or he can't come in the flip-flops, chewing gum, and workout clothes, and then expect to be, you know, looked upon professionally and with respect.
Right. You want them to go along with all the same rules, not, oh my gosh, here comes his wife. She thinks that she can, you know, right?
That's right.
Especially
exactly.
when he's
right.
the boss.
Exactly.
Right. Or she's the boss.
Yeah. I definitely agree with that.
Because what you're doing is you're also showing the colleagues at the office, you're showing them respect. You
right.
know, that's a big thing. And then I like to say to let your spouse handle his or her own business dealings. Stay out of it. So if you both work together, now if you were both full-time workers, you know, someplace, and you know that your spouse is having trouble with a particular colleague, let's say, you just let them handle it. You don't need to get involved. You don't need to put your 2 cents in. You don't need to speak on his or her behalf. You know, they're big kids. You know, we're all adults, so we need to manage ourselves and our time just as we would if our spouse wasn't working in the company.
And I think sometimes it goes on the flip of that, where somebody's having an issue with one of the partners and goes to the other one to complain. And can you do something about so-and-so's not whatever it might be? And,
absolutely.
And being able to say, okay, you need to take that back to them because I can't be in the middle of it.
That's exactly what you say. That's exactly what you say, because you have to just pretend that you're not even in the mix. Well, you're not in the mix. You know, they are responsible for themselves. So you're right. That's exactly what you'd say. That's really your issue with him or her, and take that back to them.
I love it. Okay, so what's next?
So I say be sure to circulate with other colleagues. That means that you're not just hanging out with your husband or your wife, your spouse, you know, at the water cooler or on your break or when you go to lunch. You want to incorporate other colleagues because, again, you're not at home on your couch. You are working in a work environment, and you don't want to isolate yourself because, you know, actually, you know, work environment is a great environment to breed goodwill and encourage friendships. So you kind of cut yourself off when you only talk to or, you know, have dealings with your spouse. It's just not professional.
I definitely agree. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay,
I'm
good. yes, I definitely agree with that. Because you know what? A lot of times if you and your partner are, you know, have your private meetings somewhere else because the rest of the people feel left out.
Well,
you know?
That's what I say. Leave your personal business at home. So if you're planning your vacation or if you are working on your children's soccer schedules and summer plans, that's great, but do it outside of the office.
And again, almost on the flip as well, if you're at home and you're making business decisions and then you come in and you've made all these decisions and didn't include your team, there's that problem with communication too, and knowing when to
Well, it depends on if you make those decisions with your team or if it's just, you know, I mean,
well,
it's a fine line when you're in business.
My husband works with me at Straight Up, and I don't know how many times he's had to tell me, you can't talk to me about this at midnight.
Oh, yeah. Right. And that's a big thing. You don't want to talk about business in bed. Okay,
that's
I'm just going to put that right out there, you know.
What if we're really excited about our business?
I know. Well, trust me, that's how I feel a lot. But my husband's like, really? Right now? You know? So I think, don't you think that's a big one?
I do. And I happen to office in the same building as my husband. We don't work in the same company, but we are in the same space, and our employees sometimes overlap. And I find when I want to say something after work, you know, because I want to talk about something, he'll say, let's just wait till tomorrow. Well, it's hard. But, you know, it really probably is if you can't. I'm not saying you shouldn't talk about things after work. That's, you know, that wouldn't be realistic. But your time at work should really be focused on work, and your home time primarily should be focused on your relationship and your family. Now, I know they interrelate, and especially when you're starting a new business and you're excited, you eat, breathe, and sleep that business.
Right.
So you really have to look at where you're at with the business, what kind of business you have. You know, there's all kinds of factors related. Are you the boss, or are you just two employees working at the same company? Or, so, you know, all of these things factor in.
Exactly. Okay. Well, and now, can you give us, I know you have a couple more, and if you could figure out what would be the next best one, and then maybe I'll have you post them on, have them on my website so that everybody can, learn more, because I think this is so valuable.
I think you should present a united front at the office. So
definitely.
Let's say you and your husband are in a spat, or you disagree about something, even work-related. You do not go to your personal secretary and say, he irks me, or, oh, that's such a ridiculous call he made. You know,
stay on the same team.
Yes,
definitely.
You're on the same team working for the same goal. So you're going to lead by example. You're going to create the environment that you want at your work environment.
Wow, I love it. And I love this because this is really a common thing that everybody works together. And, you know, and one of the other things that I am going to just say is pet names. Hello, that's a big one, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Pet names need to be, leave them at home.
Definitely.
Now, I'm not talking about Debbie, you know, that's a nickname.
We know what you're talking about. Yeah, exactly. Diane, this was really great, and I think that you have so much more to say. I'd love to have you back, and if you could stay on the line so we can get your number, and then I'm going to see if you would be able to post these, definitely all these tips.
I will do it, Kim, and I'd love your viewers to listen to more podcasts at HitchedMag.com, you can find them at Twitter at Hitched Media.
You got it. Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much. That was Diane Gotsman. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I want to thank Catherine for coming on straight up, and definitely, we're going to log her website on so that everybody can become a designated driver and win this weekend. And Prudence, thank you so much for being a part of my show.
Always a pleasure.
And guys, great job. All those callers. I love them. Keep calling in. We want to hear from you. And of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is don't let your actions be so loud, that your words can't be heard. I'm going to say that again. Don't let your actions be so loud that your words can't be heard. And I just go do the best for yourself and someone else. You are the advocate for your children and your family. It's so important. Family is so important. And I know we have a bunch of callers, and we had a couple winners,
yeah.
But everybody's a winner on the Kim Pagano Show. So you go into a bigger drawing, but who are the winners?
Thank you guys for tuning in as well. But our winners are Christine Alvarado from Oxnard, California, and Kevin Mosley.
Okay.
So.
And the correct answer to that, if anyone's curious, it was Joey Chestnut who won last year's hot dog contest. And he ate 54 hot dogs, which was 5.4
hot dogs.
Wow. So, he can eat.
Okay. With that, I wish everybody a happy 4th of July. And, go be safe. Drive safe. Firecracker save. And remember what the holiday's all about is, it's Independence Day. And I want to thank again all our women and men and all our families that are out there, saving our world here to be a better place.
Absolutely.
So I really appreciate that. Also, if you missed any part of my show today, remember to tune in at 3 to 4. You'll hear it again. And also, I'm on Monday through Friday every morning from 8 to 9. Be a part of my show and share me with your friends. Also, Facebook me, become a fan, and I want to hear from you. And if anybody wants to be a part of my show, send me an email, also at my website, The Kim Pagano Show. With that, have a really great day. I'm Kim. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'll talk to you on Monday. We won't be here. It will be the best of, so we'll talk to you later.